This is a spiritual reading being given for Jackie Reach on Saturday the 15th of March 2025 in Victoria, Australia by John Rawson. We stand within the hall of memory and the book of the soul is given into our hands. And the book of the soul, Jackie, is a metaphor. It represents all the incarnations that the soul has entered into since it first found itself in a physical body hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years ago. Now, there are some differences in my understanding in the hall of memory. That is, the book of the soul is still the book of the soul, and the cover is light red, and the symbol is a seagull, but there is an overlay. I think that's the best way to describe it. Something has been laid over it. Different energies, and the colour that overlays the red at present is a light purple. And the bird that overlays the seagull is an albatross. So what we're seeing here is actually that you have entered into creating your next incarnation. You've entered into it now, so you're creating it now, which is really, really wonderful. And this first incarnation would have closed about the age of 70. But you decided, or the soul decided, that you would take this completely new career and study direction. And congratulations so much for completing your qualifications in counselling and psychology. And with your colours, light red and light yellow brown, I'm quite sure that you will be very successful in a practical and financial level in creating a practice, even though that's not the purpose, not the reason you're doing it, obviously. But the overlay of the purple indicates that you are entering into a greater consciousness of yourself as a mediator, which of course is the experience of the priest, that not just in terms of counselling and psychology and interactions with clientele, but also on the invisible levels as the priest, that you will be able to shift and to move souls, because purple is a colour of movement, and purple people are always moving, either themselves or people around them. And so that the first expression of your counselling work, your calling, if you like, is to assist people to move on.
What is there a third colour? You don't know yet. Okay, sorry.
And because purple also expresses itself in terms of transition, there is a calling for you here to assist in transitions, and that might be transitions of people trying to move from one country to the other, or one stage of life to the other, or even from life to death. So that there are definite energies at work in these fields. Still with the Book of the Soul, the colour of the cover, has been overlaid by the purple, but it's still light red. So you've still got the, within the aura, that is, you've still got the light red there as your first colour. But it's being overlaid by the purples, I think, that so that the inherent lightness and sense of enthusiasm and love for life that light red brings is still there, but now it's going to be sublimated, not quite sure the word is, fused perhaps, it's going to fuse with this purple color, so that more and more the light red and the purple will be integrated. It's a bit hard to explain because I don't think paint this one exactly, but it's as though the purples are gradually being assimilated, absorbed into the light red. It doesn't happen very often that the first colour changes, by the way, only or normally when there's a major life change happened. And I should give you the aura colours as I see them, because they are perhaps a slightly changed, but the light red is still the first colour, but as I say, it's absorbing this purple. The second colour is still light yellow-brown. The yellow is probably a bit lighter still than it was last time. Lots of study and mental exercise will do that, but it's good to have a bit of brown within the yellows, because it gives you the ability to focus on a career and on goals and on structures and on arrangements. And the third colour as we see it now is blue. Orange from the shoulders. Purples inside the head, and also the vortex is purple, so that the purple colour, the colour purple, is really manifesting itself more and more strongly now and in the years to come. The cosmic colours above the head, greens, and below the feet, a sort of a brick orange red. And it's interesting that you're feeling the sense of movement coming into your life, because purple, all purples coming and being amplified, being, and the greens, that purples and greens are colours of movement. And I think that you will spend the next year or so, the rest of 2025 and 2026, building up to a career decision, which will probably happen around about halfway through 2025. 26. And that career decision will probably involve you in much greater movement, and very likely from one country to another. It's not just movement around a country, it's sort of movement from in a major way. It's like you do when you travel overseas. And that's probably why the seagull symbol of the soul is overlaid now by the albatross. Because whereas the seagull lives on the margins of the world, it lives between the ocean and the land, and it doesn't fly very far away from the land, and it doesn't fly very far on the land away from the sea. But the albatross just flies forever. It's the bird with the largest wingspread and the longest range of travel, which indicates to me that you're going to be definitely spending some time in the air over the next couple of years or so. I don't know that you'll do it forever, but I think the next 2 or 3 years I can see you moving backwards and forwards, probably, as you say, between the UK and Australia a lot, because you also have a home in Australia. And the way that the world is heading, it's going to be important for individuals to form a bridge between the old world, which is Europe, civilization, Western civilization, as we know it now, comes from Europe, and the new world, which is Australia. In the next 20 years, there's going to be a major new spiritual impulse arising in Australia and in New Zealand, because the two are very connected. And this is partly because that spiritual impulse, which was being developed in the United States of America, has been stopped at present. And whether it will be able to resume, I don't know. But it could be that the the Archangel of the United States is handing over the torch, so to speak, to the Archangel of Australia. But the Archangel of Australia has a connection with the Archangel of Britain, and the Archangel of Britain has a connection with the Archangel of Europe, if you can get what I mean. So that what's born in Australia is a rebirth of the spiritual energies of Europe, and those spiritual energies are to do with decision making, with the right to make choices, the right to express oneself as an individual in freedom, as long as that freedom doesn't impinge upon the freedom of another soul. The new spiritual impulse can't arise within Europe itself, because that has become, if you can imagine countries becoming old, Europe's become old, a little bit senile. And this new spirit needs freedom, space, and a sense of usefulness to grow and to flower and to express and to manifest. And I would see your work in the next 10 years especially as indeed being that bridge, being the one who connects, and there will be other souls doing this too. You may know some of them at the moment, but being the expression, the connection between the old and the new. Because the old world will die if it doesn't have the new impulse. But the new world will not be able to sustain the impulse without the strength, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge of the old. Had an incarnation in Greece about 400 or 500 years before Christ. In this incarnation you were in a male body, you were part of the army of the Persian king, and you were a herald or an ambassador. And the king sent you to ask the oracle at Delphi what would happen if he brought his army into Greece. And the answer given to you was, a great kingdom will be lost. And so the king sent his army to invade Greece. They built pontoons, I'm not sure, but they built a sort of a bridge from one side of the Hellespont to another. And the army started crossing over the bridge, and the gods, the weather gods, being on the side of the Greeks were generally regarded as a rascally, tricky lot, sent a huge wind in that wrecked the bridge. The Greeks, of course, took credit for it later on. They said they won a major naval battle, but it was actually the storm that arose, and the king lost his army. So in a sense the prediction of the oracle was true, that a great kingdom was lost, but it was the Persian, not the Greek. And of course you did not survive that incident. You were executed in a rather ghastly, slow and painful manner, bringing bad advice, even though all you did was quote the words. So you've gained a lot of wisdom since that life, and now you are able to connect, observe, and understand to a deeper degree than 2,000 plus years ago. And again, you'll be like an ambassador, someone sent out to observe, to question, to try and understand the workings of another culture. And to carry back some of that wisdom so that it can be shared with the old kingdom. Well, congratulations, Jackie, on making it into the Saturn decade. The Saturn decade, from 70 to 79, is the decade of wisdom, one can always hope, understanding how to work within the limits of the physical body, within structure and organisation. And of course it's the decade of the elder, when others will come to you for advice and for wisdom. And each decade has spirit, something like a book associated with it. So when we open the book, we see little pictures that portray the work of the soul in that decade. And the first, if I open the book of the Saturn decade, so to speak, then what I notice on the first page is nothing but purples. And that means that for you, this decade is going to be the decade to express your priesthood in its fullness. And your priesthood is expressed, strangely enough, through your hands. I don't know why that would be. But also through your voice, and also through your listening ability. So that this is the decade of the mediator. Corresponds to the purples in the aura, especially the purples in the head, and the purples in the vortex. And the vortex indicates those energies entering to consciousness in the next 7 years. Incarnation, I think in the 14th century, where you're in a male body here, and I see you dressed in gorgeous church robes, standing in the Cathedral of Milan, and you're the cardinal, the bishop there, the Bishop of Milan. You're a very good sermonizer in those days. You're very eloquent. You could talk people into things. Be careful not to talk people into things that they might regret. Now your priesthood is less about talking, giving sermons, and it is about listening and facilitating decisions within other souls, which is of course perfect for a counsellor, psychologist, etc. But in those days you were very, very eloquent, very good at getting money out of people then, by the way. You could persuade, cajole, even threaten, and you had all sorts of little schemes to sell things. For the church. The church wasn't supposed to sell things, but you managed to get around the legal loopholes, and you had quite a little industry going there. And so that your church actually became very wealthy, beautiful. I think that it was torn down about a century or so later, and the new cathedral is not the one that you were bishop in, but that's another story. So, therefore, you were good at managing the finances and providing. And you had a really good conscience, because you did have a a widow's fund, I think that's what it would be called, and you had funds to look after children who were orphaned. You had actually a real social conscience then, well before your time. Now I'm wondering whether your work as you go through with it will be connected again with helping people get through grief, widows in that incarnation, and giving them emotional support instead of financial support. And possibly you might have a connection with children in this incarnation as well, which is rare and unusual. But I can see you working with disturbed children and perhaps going to schools and helping people with difficult cases from time to time. But I think that mostly your work will be with about transitions, as I've said, from one stage of life to another, perhaps from one partnership, losing a partner, moving into a different partnership status. And interestingly too, in the later years of this Saturn decade, later years of your 70s, you may find that you're working with the dying or with people, helping people who are working with the dying, people who are in nursing homes or people who are helping with the transition and the passing from this life into the next. The next page of the little booklet about the Saturn cycle contains an image I've already talked about, and that's the albatross. And as we've said, the albatross flies for days on end sometimes, and old sailors thought that it didn't have legs and so could never rest or perch on land or on a ship. But no, it does need to stop from time to time. But I think that for the next 2 or 3 years, you're going to be doing a lot of flying from one place to another. You're going to spend a lot of time in the air. It's interesting that when you enter into the air in spiritual terms, when you enter into the higher atmosphere of the physical world, in spiritual terms, it means that you are raised up each time. And when you're raised up, like climbing a mountain, it gives you a chance to stop and to gain perspective and to suspend yourself for a while from commitments and engagements within the life. So the albatross indicates there's a lot of this suspending judgment, waiting to see what happens, gaining perspective, thinking long term. The third page of the booklet is yellow. Not a bright lemony yellow, it's sort of got a touch of gold in it. And gold is the colour of wisdom. So that the third aspect of this decade is to express the wisdom element within your life, to deepen it within self and to express that in terms of sharing life knowledge, life experience with other people. I expect that at some stage in the next 10 years or so, you'll be an advisor to various boards or to groups of people, not just a one-to-one thing, but that you'll be an advisor to different groups, explaining, helping them see how they can adjust agendas and protocols and methods of operation so that there's a more fair and equitable outcome. You might even get to do a PhD. That would be a good way to go, wouldn't it? But the yellow gold indicates more than academic knowledge and structure. It indicates the unusual ability to apply academic intellectual knowledge in a real way that assists and relates to life situations. Incarnation in China about the 4th century BC. It's probably close to the 3rd century actually. Here again in a male body, and in that incarnation you were a judge, very fair but very strict. You could tell when people were telling the truth and when they were lying, and you were the terror of criminals and people who were brought before you. And like I say, you were fair. You could work out who was the injured party and who was the victim and who was the perpetrator. You could do this, but you had a rather summary idea of dispensing justice, and people would leave your court without hands or other parts of their person as punishment for their crimes. It's interesting, I don't know what it was about hands, but there we are. Because you deprived a lot of people of the ability to use their hands in particular, and sometimes other parts of the body, they were unable to work and to support themselves, so that they often just died because they couldn't support themselves and they didn't have anyone to look after them. So in this incarnation, you have the chance to make people more able. So people will come to you with a disability of some sort. And I don't mean a physical disability necessarily, but certainly a cognitive disability. And it's your responsibility to give them the wherewithal to affect change themselves, not to rely on you or to rely on someone else or to rely on society, but to be given the hands back, so to speak, so that they can pick up their pallet and walk, as Jesus said once. So this should be an empowering decade as well. The next picture in the booklet of the decade is a difficult one. It shows a heart with a wound in it, as though someone's fired a gun into your heart. And that means that at some stage in this life, or more probably in another, that someone wounded you deeply, and the bullet has to be taken out of the heart in this decade, probably in the next 2 or 3 years. The bullet comes from an episode, a life that you had in the 18th century, I think it would be. You were a young man, French, about the age of 19 or 20, and very attractive in that incarnation, very good looking.
Still is.
And you were in that stage of life where you were enjoying life and love, and especially sex, and you had sex with a sexual relationship with the wife of an older man. He was probably in his 40s, she was in her 20s, so she was all for it as well. He was this dashing young, he was a young soldier, a young lieutenant in the army, and her husband was much higher rank. He was a grouchy old major, or the equivalent, in his 40s. And when the major found that you'd had you'd been having this affair with his wife, he challenged you to a duel. And it turns out he was a very good marksman and shot you straight through the heart. So there's a couple of things about that. You've probably been shot in the heart, metaphorically, in this incarnation. But if that person came into your life, it would be a love relationship, or at least a deep attraction. Perhaps it might be almost an irrational attraction. And it would have ended up badly in separation, divorce, or whatever the relationship situation was. But the karma would have been finalized, completed, at the end of that relationship, when that person left your life, or perhaps you walked out of their life. But you didn't escape the wound in the heart. And so in this decade, this is the chance to completely repay, that's the wrong word, rebalance, that's the wrong word too, but completely nullify that karma, because the karma has been rebalanced, and therefore the pain that you may carry is something that you hold on to out of guilt. But as Reverend Mario said, Christ came to take away that guilt. And so you will be able to release that, and in that healing you'll be able to assist others who also have been hurt and wounded through relationship trauma and relationship conflict. we turn over the page of the decade of the 70s, and the next picture is a crown. Not like the Crown of England, nothing like that. It's very old, it's Germanic or Norse. It's got four bands over the top which connect to a ring of steel, wouldn't be steel, but a ring of metal. And the bands make a cross when they cross over. And it's got old jewels. It's got precious stones and semi-precious stones on it. The crown comes from an incarnation in Iceland about the 5th century of the Christian era. And here you were a king. I'm not sure if king is the right word, but you were a chieftain, a major chieftain in what now is Reykjavik. You're very good at ruling there, making judgments. I think you'd learn from that incarnation in China not to cut everyone's hands off. Though you did remove a few heads. Which reminds me, once again, remove heads in one life, you've got to put them back in another. So, great incarnation to be restoring people's heads. But in that incarnation, you were, as I say, very good at politics, and you were very crafty. Had a lot of practical wisdom. You could outplot and outmaneuver your opposing or your rival chiefs. And so you were able to create a stability within the kingdom, the territory that you had. And you were able to trade. You managed to turn certain conflicts, instead of being fought out on the battlefield, you managed to sign trade agreements with people around you, so that actually everyone benefited, and you were celebrated as King Hjalfr the Wise. Well, there we are. It's nice to be recognized as wise in at least one incarnation. The fact that the crown is there in this decade, the Saturn decade, indicates greater responsibilities will come to you. You'll probably be a director, or you'll be appointed to head a board, or to be you'll probably have an administrative role as time goes on. And it might be honorary, might be political, it might be to do with the social structure, the medical or psychological health system. But if you're in this environment, then you'll be very good at perceiving the motives of the other people, and you'll be very good at mediating a wide variety of opinions without making people feel restricted, but making sure everyone has a voice. You could always go into politics, you know, Jackie. You've got colours for actually doing well, being successful, presenting well, speaking to people, making connections. The final image in the Book of the Saturn Decade is a hand holding a raised sword. And that means that you will be, in some sense, a crusader, someone willing to help others with their battles, someone willing and able to defend other souls. You were in the Crusades in the 12th century, in a male body there. You died at a place called Acre when the Arabs, the Saracens, surrounded it. But you fought to the death. That was the end of the conquests that the Templars made, really. After that, they moved from the Holy Land into defending territory in the Holy Land into the new territory of Europe, or new to them, even though they came from Europe. Having the Templars run places in Europe was different. So you were the last of the old, so that the new could take place. I wonder what you learned from that incarnation. Perhaps you learned that God doesn't need defending with a sword. Perhaps you learned that you didn't want to kill people in the service of religion or spirituality. Even though you had the highest motives, you were still basically a soldier carrying out orders. And even though you could have escaped in the last boat to leave, you chose to stay and die with a sword in your hand. I don't think that you'll die with a sword in your hand this time. I think you're too smart for that. I think you'll recognize a losing cause, or a hopeless cause, and not only in yourself, in your own life, but you'll recognize a hopeless cause in the lives of others. And that's actually a really important and significant perception, because a lot of people don't know when to give up, or when to stop, or when they've gone as far as they can within their lives. So you also have a connection with lost causes. It's interesting that you were a member of an Antonine order as a monk. Actually quite early on, about the 2nd century AD. And St. Anthony is also the patron saint of lost causes. So you actually carry with you a bit of a passion to help people and to rescue people, but you have the discernment to recognize when you can't help someone anymore. The aura is surrounded by something that looks like a translucent egg. That you stand within this oval, or three-dimensional terms, it's something like an egg. It's transparent. I can see clearly through it, and it's produced by an angel, so to speak, not a little angel, but or perhaps it is, shining down the light, or manifesting the light from their hand. And the egg, the oval, it's shot through with beautiful opalescent colours, flashing yellows and light reds. It's it's very beautiful. And I think that I'll explain it like this. You've been given, not a second chance exactly, but you've been given a renewal in spirit for this time of your life. The angel represents the renewing power of spirit, and the oval, which is like an aura outside the aura, represents the lightening of consciousness and the purification of thinking, the connection to the higher self, which is the angel, and time to accomplish what you need to accomplish. It's like you're set aside for a while in this decade, and in that time there should be an expression of peace and an understanding that the tasks that you need to do will be given to you, and that you will accept them with grace, with graciousness. The symbol of the Overself is the albatross flying above the head. And when you have a bird as a symbol of the Overself, it indicates that the next years of your life will be dedicated to connecting to spirit. I don't mean that you're going to die, pass on to the next world, not in that sense. No, what it means is that you become more and more open to the power of spirit as it pours through you into your consciousness, and that you'll be thinking long term, that you'll be thinking of the higher way of achieving what you need, and I suspect there'll be a lot of time spent in the air between UK, between Australia, and home is neither really, neither Australia nor the UK. Home is always in spirit, but the last part of this incarnation, there should be a coming together of the two elements of the old, which is the UK, and the new, and a blending to create something new and something sparkling and something that revivifies and something that creates new life. And I reckon that would be a pretty good way to work through the decade of Saturn. So shall it be.